Good evening, it's Katie Gillen with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, Gardaí investigating the murder and disappearance of Kieran Dernan are concentrating their latest efforts on the back garden of a property in County Louth. Donegal Hospice is set to relocate into the new Letterkenny Community Nursing Unit later this year as a temporary accommodation to allow for a major construction project. 40 Irish language and Gaeltacht groups across the country have been protesting cuts announced by Fóras na Gaeilge, and the Taoiseach's been accused of behaving like a child in the doll after he clashed with Sinn Féin's Piers Doherty in the chamber. These stories in full plus more to follow. Oisín will have all the latest in sport at around 15:15. But first, Gardaí investigating the murder and disappearance of Kieran Dernan are concentrating their latest efforts on the back garden of a property in County Louth. They launched the search in Drogheda this morning and it's expected to continue for a number of days. Kieran Dernan, who would now be 8 years old, hasn't been seen since 2022. Gardaí say they've received extensive support from the public in relation to the case. Barry lives straight across the road from the house that is being searched.
Well, this morning when I woke up and I pulled the curtains, I saw a Garda Technical Bureau van, a few Garda patrol cars and a couple of unmarked cars. A lot of activity around the house. The whole scene had been so quiet for so long now and almost put on the back burner. So when we woke up this morning to this site, it was a bit of a shock, all right, yes.
Meanwhile, Gardaí say there's a lot of public commentary on this investigation, which officers say isn't accurate and is misinformed and disruptive. Justice Minister Jim O'Callaghan says it isn't helpful to engage in speculation around the case.
Concerned that it took so long to find out about the child being missing in the first instance, but in fairness to Gardaí Síochána Conor, they're doing their best to try to deal with this criminal investigation. There's an investigation ongoing and I think they need to be given an opportunity and time to complete it and to carry out the investigation.
Donegal Hospice is set to relocate into the new Letterkenny Community Nursing Unit later this year as a temporary accommodation to allow for a major construction project. Additional accommodation is being provided at the facility, and at a meeting of the Regional Health Forum this week, Councillor Kieran Brogan was told that HSE-owned accommodation has been secured for the temporary relocation of the Donegal Hospice during the planned renovation. He says it's a significant development.
Very great benefit to the Donegal people, and I welcome that, but I suppose there was some concern around the transition period and what would happen, the existing building, while the building works were going on, and I suppose some of the upheaval that would be involved in that. So I'm now glad that the HSE and themselves have come up with a solution that will work very well for them. It's my understanding that it will be in the new community hospital when it's complete, which just means it's just around the corner and it makes common sense. It will be a huge relief for the staff and for people who use the hospice, and again it'll be easy enough to have the temporary measure in place then while the construction's ongoing, because trying to accommodate people within the hospice while the construction would be ongoing would be challenging and would be difficult, so I'm glad a bit of common sense had prevailed, and I would, I suppose, praise the people within the HSE working closely with the Donegal Hospice to make this happen.
In terms of timelines, we know the community hospital is scheduled to open in 2026. Presumably, the hospice will be hoping to start their refurbishment works later this year. Are you confident, and is the HSE confident, that the two timelines can coexist together?
Well, without getting into the detail, I'm always a believer if there's a willingness, there's a way, and there is a willingness here to make this happen, so I think it can happen, and I think we can all come together and make that happen. And having these conversations at an early stage is very, very important, and I'm confident that they will overcome the challenges that's there, because there's a willingness to do that, and I think that's important.
The Taoiseach's been accused of behaving like a child in the doll. It's after Micheál Martin clashed with Sinn Féin's Piers Doherty in the chamber. Doherty raised questions about independent Tipperary TD Michael Lowry's involvement with the purchase of Doncaster Rovers Football Club, which featured in the Moriarty Tribunal. Rowdy scenes prompted Count Cuala Verona Murphy to intervene.
Did you ask him if he went to a rural farm in August 2002, as claimed by one of those present, to burn original documents pertaining to the deals that were at the heart of the Moriarty Tribunal investigations? And Taoiseach, has he explained to you how his accountant made two separate payments that originated in Gibraltar to the person who was arranging the Doncaster deal, payments that were never disclosed to the tribunal?
Deputy Mike Lowry is an independent today. It's not one of ours. And Deputy,
we're going to move on.
I'll say one thing. The truth is, though, that your party called somebody a patriot who murdered 5 innocent people in a bar and injured 16 more and was involved in Deirdre Woods in the murder of a trainee Gardaí, no matter what Michael Lowry did.
Thank you, Taoiseach.
It pales into insignificance.
Thank you, Taoiseach. Your time is up, Deputy Alan Kelly.
Of your movement.
Thank you. Thank
please,
Taoiseach.
I would ask you, Deputy Doherty, and I would ask Deputy MacDonald.
Deputy Alan Kelly. You're into Deputy Alan Kelly's time now, Taoiseach. I'd ask. Taoiseach, take your seat, please. Your time is up.
There's backlogs everywhere.
Deputy Sinead Gibney. Deputy Kelly, have respect for your colleague whose time you're taking up. Deputy Sinead Gibney. Taoiseach, please stop behaving like a child. Deputy Gibney.
Taoiseach.
This back and forth.
A man arrested in connection with the discovery of a woman's body on a ship at Rosslare has been released without charge. Post-mortem examinations on the woman have been completed, but the results won't be released for technical reasons. It's understood she'd been part of a group which had been travelling to Ireland from Britain. Officers say they aren't looking for anyone else in connection with the inquiry. 40 Irish language and Gaeltacht groups across the country have been protesting cuts announced by Fóras na Gaeilge. The strike was organised to call on governments in North and South to reverse the latest cuts of €820,000 by providing the appropriate funding to Fóras na Gaeilge now and to urgently develop a long-term solution for Irish language funding. Aisling na Cí from Leonard Letchur-Kiannon was in attendance at the Letterkenny protest earlier today. She says these cuts will be detrimental to the services they provide.
If you walk down Letterkenny Main Street, you'll see the huge number of businesses with Irish signage, and that is the result of funding being made available by Fóras na Gaeilge and us helping businesses to access that funding. We do a lot of work with young people, with families. That work will also be impacted. We do a summer scheme, which we were hoping to expand that summer scheme out due to the huge demand that was for it last year, but that we're not sure at the minute. There's less money there for the Club Aige, which means we can do less activities with the children. And also in the second half of the year, there is no money at the minute available for the festivals. We organise 2 festivals a year, and I suppose it's very frustrating for us because we can see that we are making progress in the area and that there is much more enthusiasm about Irish. There's much more happening in Letterkenny. People want to learn Irish, they want to speak Irish, they want to meet other people, they want to attend events that are through the medium of Irish, and that work is just at the minute being put in jeopardy as a result of these cuts.
Given recently the rise of popularity of Irish language in culture like, you know, NECAP and Cailín Chuan, that this announcement of cuts is contradictory to what is being funded in movies and culturally.
Absolutely, it makes no sense at all to introduce these cuts at this time, and as you rightly said, there is a huge growth in interest in Irish cultural activities, and you mentioned the NECAP, there's the Cailín Chuan, and of course the Fidel Garum, which is taking place at the minute, which is a beautiful film taking place down in the cinema at the minute, which was set in Rathmullen. So there is so much happening, and unfortunately this is just something which is going against the mood of the current climate, and we really hope that as a result of us drawing attention to this and other groups in the country and this issue being highlighted and the detrimental effect that these cuts will have been highlighted, that there will be a reversal of this decision and that the funding gap will be filled to allow us to continue on with our work.
The Ukrainian president says he will ask Donald Trump directly whether he will support Ukraine in the future. It's been confirmed the two men will meet in Washington on Friday to sign a mineral deal. The US president referenced the move as he held his first cabinet meeting in the White House. Speaking earlier, Volodymyr Zelensky says he will have clear questions for the US president when they meet.
What strategic role of EU, even wider Europe, will play for Ukraine? Already is playing, but I mean, will play in future security guarantees. So my question will be very direct, if the United States will stop support or not.
Repairs to a burst water main may cause supply disruptions to the Diamond, Donegal town and surrounding areas. A traffic management plan will be in place for the duration of the works, and they are scheduled to take place from 6 o'clock until 11 o'clock this evening. Uisce Éireann recommend that those affected allow 3 to 4 hours after the estimated restoration time for supply to fully return. A meeting of Inishowen Municipal District has heard how Storm Éowyn and the aftermath reignited fear in many people who were badly impacted by the 2017 floods, but they still haven't seen necessary flood prevention measures implemented. All members were critical of those delays, particularly in respect of Burnfoot, where a number of council houses are still uninhabitable, leaving people wondering if they will ever be able to return to their homes. Minister Kevin Boxer-Moran, who has responsibility for flood defences, is now being invited to visit the peninsula, having first done so as Minister directly after the floods. MD Cathaoirleach Jack Murray says he'll be disappointed at the lack of progress progress almost 8 years later.
Kevin Boxer mourned during the 2017 floods that devastated Inishowen at the time. He came and visited it and was quite helpful at the time to us. I would like him to come back up and see that the likes of Burnfoot flood defences still since that point have not progressed. I met a number of the residents in Lisnagrainy and Burnfoot with council staff there a number of months ago on site, and to say that those people are frustrated would be an understatement. They're absolutely devastated that 7.5 years later we still do not have the flood defences as we were promised in Burnfoot. So I would like Kevin Boxer Moran to come up, meet the families and see just how much pain they feel at this moment in time, and the fear that they have that they could still lose their homes again to yet another flood should it happen.
Do you believe that Kevin Boxer Moran will bring a new impetus to the department, perhaps more so than his predecessor Patrick O'Donovan?
I would hope so. Now, Kevin Boxer Moran, to be fair to him, did come and did visit Inishowen, where Patrick O'Donovan refused, despite saying that he would come up. He never actually came. His office had said in writing that he would, but he would never set a date. So Kevin Boxer Moran has come up in the past. He does know Inishowen. He's from an area that has been very badly damaged in flood. So I would hope that he has a real interest in this and would return again. And I would say that he'd be surprised to come so long after his last visit and see that Burnfoot is still exposed, that people still live in fear that their homes could be destroyed if there's another flood. So I would hope now that when the council do extend this invitation to Minister Moran, that he will accept and come and return and hopefully put the pressure on his department to get these flood defences in as soon as possible.
571 admitted patients were awaiting beds in hospitals around the country today. The INMO says University Hospital Limerick accounts for the largest number of those, with 112, followed by Cork University Hospital with 57 and Sligo University Hospital with 55. The figure for Letterkenny University Hospital was 33, six of them on emergency department trolleys, which gives the Northwest a total of 88. The time is 12 minutes past 5. We'll be back after this short break. The time is 5:15. Oisín is here with all the latest in sport.
Thanks, Kitty. We start with colleges football, and it's been a good day today for ATU Donegal, and in particular the women's soccer side, who have progressed through to the final of the O'Regan Cup. This afternoon, they defeated Maynooth University on penalties to progress to next week's decider. The game finished 1-1 after extra time, even a Hearn scoring the goal for ATU Donegal. So spot kicks was required. Erin Doherty, Ellie Long and Kerry Lockery all stepped up to score their penalties. But there's no doubt the hero of the day was Eva Brennan, who saved three of Maynooth's penalties. ATU Donegal go to the final next week, where they will play either NUIG of Galway or Queen's University. Liverpool manager Arne Slot won't be in the dugout for tonight's visit of Newcastle to Anfield in the Premier League. He's been hit with a two-game touchline ban for his red card. Liverpool's 2-2 draw at Everton earlier this month and will also miss their match against Southampton on a Saturday week. If Liverpool are to win tonight, they will go 14 points clear at the top of the table with 10 games remaining. Newcastle boss Eddie Howe's calling on his side to be aggressive from the first whistle tonight. Howe hopes they don't fall into the same traps as when they lost 4-0 to defending champions Manchester City a few weeks ago.
We need to learn from that. And at Anfield, which is a really great environment to play football, but not a great environment if you're not totally there. So we have to acknowledge that and make sure that we turn up.
Arsenal will look to keep some pressure on Liverpool with a win at third place Nottingham Forest. Gunners boss Mikel Arteta admits the race is out of their hands, but is insisting that doesn't mean they'll be giving up.
Mathematically, it's possible. You are there. You have to play every game. You know, at the end, you're going to have to set a certain amount of numbers to win in this league. And we're going to have to hit that number if we're going to have any chance of doing that. But we're certainly going to continue to try.
Erling Haaland remains a doubt for Manchester City's trip tonight to Tottenham with a knee injury. Everton are also on the road as they go to Brentford. And Manchester United welcome Ipswich to Old Trafford. United are having their worst Premier League season ever, with them 15th in the table. In Scotland, Barry Ferguson understands why some Rangers fans are sceptical about his appointment as interim head coach. The former captain will take charge of the side for the first time when they travel to Kilmarnock in the Premiership this evening. Ferguson's previously had disappointing spells in the dugout at Kilty, Hearts, Alloa and Clyde. But he insists he has the experience to handle the pressure of the Ibrox hot seat.
Judge me at the end of the 3 months. I have no issue with that. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. I'm not taking this lightly, I'm taking it seriously. I would rather be judged come the end of the season, but also know I'm going to be judged game by game. This is just the nature of the beast when you're at Glasgow Rangers.
One game tonight in the Irish Premiership. Larner away from home as they go to Loughgall, and the game starts at 7:45. Referee David Coldrick thinks the Football Review Committee will need to look at the rule which allows teams who have received a red or a black card not to have to keep three players in the opposition half. Donegal manager Jim McGuinness says it was farcical that his team had to keep three players back when Galway were reduced to 13 men in their loss to the Tribesmen on Sunday past. Four-time All-Ireland final ref Goldrick feels that the rule is not adequately punishing teams who receive cards.
You can go from three to two to one, let's say, being up. And, you know, I know what the FRC were trying to get at. Like, you know, the penalty is against the player rather than the team. But really, it didn't really give Donegal any great advantage. Galway could still have that 11, let's say, behind the play.
Finally, in boxing, the International Olympic Committee's provisionally recognised a newly formed boxing governing body, which could save the sport from being excluded from the next Olympic Games, which is 2028 in Los Angeles. There's currently no boxing on the programme for the LA event. The IOC ran the events at Paris 2024, having ended ties with the International Boxing Association due to governance and financial issues. World Boxing, which was founded 2 years ago, has welcomed the development and says that there's work to do. And that's your sport today. We'll have more tomorrow morning. Katie.
Thanks, Oisin. It's been revealed that only 31% of newly diagnosed cancer patients at Letterkenny University Hospital begin their cancer treatment within the recommended time of 15 working days. This compares to 62% in University Hospital Galway, 76% in Sligo and 100% in Mayo. The average wait time at LUH is 22 days. The figures were provided to Councillor Declan Meehan, who described the situation as an abdication of responsibility. He was told that 4 new treatment bays were commissioned in Letterkenny's day services unit last year, and a new treatment facility is being planned for Letterkenny. Councillor Meehan says this must be addressed as a matter of urgency.
We have a huge problem. Less than a third, 31% of cancer patients in Letterkenny are receiving their treatment over the course of the recommended timelines that are set down by the HSE's own guidelines, which is 15 working days. We know that there's research that shows that patients who are waiting longer than that have adverse outcomes. Time is of the essence when it comes to a diagnosis of a cancer and treatment commencing. And it is yet another example of poor outcome for patients in Donegal attending Letterkenny University Hospital. An answer that I will accept is a lack of physical space and a lack of physical capacity to provide treatment for patients attending Letterkenny University Hospital. Now, the manager of the hospital, Sean Murphy, outlined that 4 additional treatment beds were added last year, but that's clearly not doing enough to drive these waiting times down.
So the bottom line then, more investment, more space, and crucially, more employees and more staff resources to make sure that these treatments can be provided as quickly as possible.
Absolutely, and it would seem from the discussion at the Regional Health Board meeting that actual physical space seems to be the primary driving factor here, and having treatment beds. And you hear people of going for treatment in Letterkenny University Hospital. No one has any complaints about the treatment that they receive from staff. But you do hear from patients who are undergoing treatment at LUH the often crowded conditions that exist when they're going in for cancer treatment. And that only underlines the issue that there really needs to be a significant capital investment into Letterkenny University Hospital to address this huge issue.
Police are investigating a reported theft from a grave in Oma. Officers received a report yesterday morning at approximately 20 past 11 that a granite memorial object had been removed from a grave in the Blackford Road area of the town. It is believed the theft occurred sometime between Sunday and Monday. No damage was caused to the grave. Inquiries are ongoing into the circumstances surrounding this theft, and police are keen to hear from anyone who noticed anything suspicious in the area to report it to them on 101. Police in Strabane seized suspected drugs in the town last evening. Officers on patrol shortly before 8 o'clock observed a male acting in a suspicious manner who was seen leaving an area in a vehicle. Police subsequently stopped the vehicle and conducted a search during which they seized a quantity of suspected Class B drugs. Donal Kavanagh has more.
Officers arrested the 45-year-old male driver on suspicion of possessing a Class B controlled drug. He was released on bail to allow for further police inquiries. Later in the evening at around 8:30, police attended an address in the town. During a search of a property in the area, they seized suspected Class A, B and C controlled drugs, including a number of suspected cannabis plants. A 42-year-old man was arrested on suspicion of drug-related offences, including possession of Class A, Class B and Class C controlled drugs, cultivating cannabis and being concerned in the supply of Class B controlled drugs. Inquiries are ongoing.
Around 400 drivers a day were caught breaking the speed limit last year. 145,000 fixed charge penalty notices were sent to drivers and 175 people died on Irish roads in 2024. Fatalities for the first 2 months of 2025 are down 12 to 24 deaths compared to this day last year. Speaking on National Slowdown Day today, Superintendent Eddie Golden says they want to create a discussion about the dangers of speeding.
We want to ask employers maybe to have conversations with their employees about the, you know, the risks associated with speeding, asking employers, are you creating an environment whereby employees are driving at a speed that's appropriate? Are they being given enough time during the day to do their jobs if they are driving for a living? And also, are employers creating that space of not ringing them when they're driving?
A survivor of coercive control says women are always alert to danger and don't feel safe. A new TV and radio campaign is being launched to urge more victims of violence to tell their story. The level of violence against women is vastly underreported. Nicole Haney reported her former partner for coercive control and feels the ads will resonate with people.
If I had seen an ad like this when I was experiencing a difficult situation, I definitely think I would have understood more that these, I think especially bringing the law into these ads, because I don't think we know as women what is right and what's wrong and what is the law. I certainly didn't.
Improvement works are taking place on Avenue Street in Ballybuffet. Some of the footpaths are being renewed and the road will be resurfaced once the footpaths are completed. The council says the works are being carried out over six phases to minimise disruption to the public and local businesses. Some parking will be restricted as the works move through the various phases, although this will be kept to a minimum. A one-way system will be in operation for most of the works and they're expected to take 12 to 16 weeks in total. Junior Marine Minister Timmy Dooley has held his first meeting with seafood sector groups. He says he wants to work with the industry so they can identify solutions and opportunities and build a sustainable future for coastal communities. The meeting brought together representatives from the catching, aquaculture and processing sectors, as well as the cooperatives with a number of delegates from Donegal. Donna Marie Doherty has more.
Among the groups who attended the meeting were the Killybegs Fishermen's Organisation, the Irish Fish Producers Organisation, the National Inshore Fishermen's Association, the National Inshore Fishery Forum, IFA Aquaculture Cooperative Representatives, the Irish Islands Marine Resource Organisation and the Irish Fish Processors and Exporters Association. Minister Dooley welcomed the opportunity to hear industry concerns firsthand and also highlighted the government's objectives for supporting the seafood sector and coastal communities. He said the re-establishment of a dedicated Minister of State for Fisheries and Marine Issues reflects the government's focus on the importance of the marine sector and coastal communities who depend on it. Minister Dooley concluded that following what was a productive discussion, he wants to continue a positive engagement with the industry so they can work together into the future.
And now for the weather. It will be breezy this evening with clear spells and some isolated showers, some possibly heavy and of hail. West and northwest winds will be fresh and gusty. Clear spells will develop tonight as the showers clear eastwards. Cold with lows of minus 1 to 2 degrees, allowing frost to develop overnight as westerly winds fall light over land. And Donegal roads are to be gridded from 7 o'clock this evening. To conclude this evening's bulletin, Gardaí investigating the murder and disappearance of Kyran Dernan are concentrating their latest efforts on the back garden of a property in County Louth. They launched the search in Drogheda this morning and it's expected to continue for a number of days. Donegal Hospice is set to relocate into the new Letterkenny Community Nursing Unit later this year as a temporary accommodation to allow for a major construction project. Additional accommodation is being provided at the facility, and at a meeting of the Regional Health Forum this week, Councillor Kieran Brogan was told that HSE-owned accommodation has been secured for the temporary relocation of the Donegal Hospice during the planned renovation. 40 Irish language and Gaeltacht groups across the country have been protesting cuts announced by Fóras na Gaeilge. The strike was organised to call on governments in the north and south to reverse the latest cuts of €820,000 by providing the appropriate funding to Fóras na Gaeilge now, and to urgently develop a long-term solution for the Irish language funding. And the Taoiseach's been accused of behaving like a child in the Dáil. It's after Micheál Martin clashed with Sinn Féin's Piers Doherty in the chamber. That's all from the newsroom for now. We'll be back with the headlines at 6 o'clock. The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, February 26th. The death has taken place of Richard O'Donnell, 2 School Terrace, Glebe, Sion Mills, reposing at Quigley's funeral home this evening from 7 o'clock until 8 o'clock. Funeral leaving the funeral home tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock, going to St. Teresa's Church, Sion Mills. Requiem Mass on Friday morning at 10 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has occurred of Charlie McDevitt, Churchtown, Kilcar, reposing at his late residence. Removal from his home tomorrow evening to arrive at St. Cartha's Church, Kilcar, for 7 o'clock. Funeral Mass on Friday morning at 11 o'clock with burial afterwards in the local cemetery. A one-way system will be in place with the entrance to the wake via the Coast Road and Upper Churchtown. A shuttle bus from the Ashland Car Park will also be in operation. The funeral mass can be viewed on mcn.live. The death has taken place of Patrick Morgan, 50 Massinass Cottages, Creasa. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral mass in St. Michael's Church, Creasa, on Friday morning at 11 o'clock with burial afterwards in Doe Cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed live on mcn.live. Family time please from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Robert John Rolston, Moneymore Little, Newton Cunningham. Remains reposing at his home today and again from 12 noon tomorrow. A one-way system in operation with entry from the Galdena Road. Funeral leaving his home on Friday afternoon at 12:30 for 1 o'clock service of Thanksgiving in Newton Cunningham Presbyterian Church, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Family time please on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only please, donations in lieu if desired to the Irish Heart Foundation, care of Terence McClintock, funeral director. The death has occurred of Noel Gallagher, Nochla Tra, Eden Infa Glentes. Noel will repose at McCabe's funeral home, Common Bridge, Brecky Ardra, until 6 o'clock this evening. Removal to the Church of the Holy Family, Eden Infa Glentes, arriving for reception prayers at 7 o'clock tonight. Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. House strictly private, please. The death has occurred of Phil Ban Boyle, 10 Beechwood Park, Letterkenny, and formerly Aranmore Island, reposing at his late residence, Rosary, at 9 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there tomorrow afternoon, going to the Church of the Irish Martyrs, Ballyrain, Letterkenny, for 1 o'clock Requiem Mass, which can be viewed on the parish YouTube channel, followed by burial in Conwell Cemetery. Family time, please, before the funeral tomorrow. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if wished, to the Donegal Hospice and the Donegal Alzheimer's Society, care of Pascal Blake, funeral director. And the death has taken place of Gordon King, 19 New Street, Sion Mills, reposing at his home. Funeral leaving there tomorrow afternoon at 12:30 for service of Thanksgiving in the Church of the Good Shepherd, Sion Mills, at 1 o'clock. Private cremation afterwards in Lakeland's crematorium. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.